Welcome to Real Estate Investing for Women. On this show, you will learn how to create wealth through real estate the blissful way. That means with very little stress and very little time. We talk about strategies, mindset, heartset, money smarts, resources, and so much more to ensure you're able to create the success you most deeply desire. Now, here's your host, Monica Sawyer.
Ladies, before we get into the meat of this episode, let's have a quick word from our sponsor. If your idea of asset protection and tax mitigation is setting up a simple LLC and family trust structure, you could be leaving your business, real estate, and personal assets completely exposed. Imagine instead being able to take advantage of the bulletproof asset protection tools formerly reserved for the ultra wealthy. If you'd like to mitigate or eliminate your capital gains taxes while protecting your assets from predatory litigation, visit blissfulinvestor.com/trusts. That's plural. There, you will find out more in a free recording with the world's foremost expert on a new kind of trust structure you've probably never heard of. This is a true generational wealth building business and personal asset protection and tax mitigation structure dating back to the founding of our country and is still used today. Just go to blissfulinvestor.com/trusts to find out more. It's free. Hi there, ladies. Welcome to strategy number 4 of the Real Estate Investing for Under $1,000 series. As you know, real estate investing has traditionally required substantial capital, making it challenging for aspiring investors to enter the market. However, with the advent of micro-investing apps, the landscape has changed. These innovative platforms allow individuals to invest smaller amounts of money, sometimes starting as low as $5 to $10, and gain exposure to real estate assets. Today, we will explore some popular micro-investing apps, their features, and the benefits they offer to aspiring real estate investors. The first one is Roofstock. Roofstock is a micro-investing app that focuses on single-family rental properties. It offers a marketplace where investors can browse and purchase fully vetted, tenant-occupied rental properties across the United States. Some notable features and benefits of Roofstock include diverse property selection. So Roofstock provides a wide range of properties to choose from, allowing investors to diversify their portfolios geographically and across property types. Property analysis tools. The platform offers detailed property analytics, including estimated rental income, expenses, and return projections to help investors make informed decisions. Hands-off property management. Yay! Roofstock facilitates hands-off property management by connecting investors with qualified property management companies. This feature relieves investors from the day-to-day responsibilities of property management and gives you time freedom. Yay! Okay, and then the next one is DiversiFund. This one combines microinvesting and real estate crowdfunding, allowing investors to access commercial real estate projects. Some key features and benefits of DiversiFund include access to exclusive real estate deals. DiversiFund provides investors with access to exclusive commercial real estate deals that are typically inaccessible to individual investors. Diversification. Through the platform, investors can pool their funds and invest in a diversified portfolio of commercial real estate properties, reducing risk and increasing potential returns. Expert management, they all do this, right? DiversiFund's team of experienced real estate professionals oversees the acquisition, management, and improvement of the properties, ensuring investors benefit from their expertise. Alrighty. So the third one is Fundrise, and I've actually heard a lot more about this one than any of the others. So Fundrise is a micro-investing platform that focuses on offering real estate investment trusts, REITs, to investors. We've already heard about REITs, right? REITs are investment vehicles that pool funds to invest in a diversified portfolio of real estate properties. Key features and benefits of Fundrise include low minimum investments. So Fundrise allows investors to start with a low minimum investment, enabling them to gain exposure to real estate with smaller amounts of capital. Diversification. By investing in Fundrise REITs, investors gain access to a diversified portfolio of real estate properties, including residential, commercial, and industrial assets. Passive investment. Fundrise handles the day-to-day management of the properties, relieving investors from the responsibilities of property management and allowing them to enjoy passive income and have time freedom. Yay! Okay, the next one is Streetwise. And Streetwise is spelled, take a look at the blog post on my website, but Streetwise is spelled Streitwise. So they are a micro investing platform that specializes in commercial real estate investments. It focuses on investing in high quality office properties and aims to provide stable and consistent cash flow to investors. Notable features and benefits of Streetwise include transparent fee structure. So Streetwise has a transparent fee structure with no upfront fees and low ongoing expenses. This allows investors to maximize their returns. Monthly dividends. This is interesting. Streetwise aims to provide consistent monthly dividends to its investors, making it an attractive option for individuals seeking regular cash flow. And of course, experienced management. The platform is managed by a team of seasoned real estate professionals with a track record of successful investments, ensuring investors benefit from their expertise. Now, one of the things I just want to mention is that I'm not actually recommending any of these platforms. I just wanted to give you an idea of a few that are out there. Do your due diligence. The market is changing, right? So right now might not be the time to be investing in office space or commercial. Certain kind of commercial is doing really well, like industrial and warehouses and mobile home parks and some of these other things, but some are not doing well, like office spaces. So make sure you do, and that's going to change over time. Depending on when you're listening to this, the market may have already changed. So just do your due diligence. Use your sort of common sense, do some research, and then you can find many other apps out there that can provide this kind of investment. These are just a couple of options. So in conclusion, microinvesting apps have revolutionized real estate investing by providing aspiring investors with opportunities to enter the market with smaller amounts of capital. These platforms offer features such as diverse property selection, transparent fee structures, passive investment options, which we love, and expert management, making real estate investment accessible and hassle-free. That's what is blissful. Yay! However, it's important to conduct thorough research, as I was mentioning, assess the risks, and align your investment goals before diving into any microinvesting opportunity. With careful consideration and the right platform, microinvesting apps can serve as a stepping stone for aspiring real estate investors to start building their portfolios. I also want to add that a lot of you have asked me, so Monica, I want to save to buy my first property and where should I put my money? I don't want to risk it in the stock market. I really want to keep it in real estate. And so there are a few options for that. And that's another reason why I'm doing this series is that if you're saving to buy your own property, this is an opportunity to put those savings into real estate. My husband and I have always had the concept that real estate money stays in real estate and our stock money stays in stock, right? So we've got a division of how we're investing. And so with our real estate money, we actually have been investing in Ginnie Mae's through Vanguard, which basically tracks the interest rates of mortgages. It's not always the best investment. So we have started to look also, and you can do this, at some of these other options so that let's say I sell a property and I have a lump sum of money sitting waiting to invest, then I can put that in real estate. So it still stays invested in real estate. And then I can transfer that to another property when I find one or when I decide that's I've got enough to invest. So I'll just say, I know this series is about investing for under $1,000. That's so that you have access to some investments. Most people think you need a lot of money and you don't. However, I have invested as much as $500,000 in some of these different kinds of investment opportunities. So it can be small or big. I just wanted to emphasize that to you ladies. So I hope you're finding this series really helpful. I'm loving sharing it with you. Let me know if there's anything else you would like to know about. You can contact me at blissfulinvestor.com or just go to Monika, which is M-O-N-E-E-K-A, at corblisslife.com. Alrighty, I hope this was helpful. Always remember, goals without action are just dreams. So get out there, take action, and create the life your heart deeply desires. I'll see you next time. Take care. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you'd like to find out more about how to become a blissful millionaire, go to blissfulinvestor.com. See you next time.